Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Hello, everybody. I kind of did Jordan Davis wrong.
Uh-oh, what'd you do?
I didn't mean to, and I had the best intentions. I was talking to Jordan yesterday. Jordan is a friend, like a good friend of mine. And we were FaceTiming, and he had been in Australia doing some shows, and he was in L.A. And I was like, dang, what are you doing in L.A.? He was like, what do you mean, what am I doing in L.A.? I said, why are you in L.A. right now? I said, again, we're talking to each other on FaceTime. And he goes, I'm doing the iHeart Music Awards tonight. I was like, oh yeah, got it.
Oh.
And I said, what are you doing there? He said, well, I'm up for 2 awards and I'm presenting with Keith Urban or for Keith Urban or something. I'm not sure. And I'm like, oh. I said, well, but they have you out there. So you probably won an award. He goes, I don't know. They don't tell us. And I'm like, well, they wouldn't have you out there if you didn't win an award.
Oh, no.
He didn't win an award.
Oh, no. After you saying
which
all
that. Which shows I don't know what I'm talking about right. At all. And I was just like, I can't imagine they call you out there and not give you something.
Yeah, you would think.
Or they would call you out there because they were going to give you something. And he did not get it. He did not win. He was up for like song and.
Dang.
But he did present on television.
That's cool.
Yeah, but I just kind of said, I don't know, buddy. I think you'll be getting a little trophy at the end of the night. There was no trophy. So. Sorry, Jordan.
We have an extra one around here. We can give it to him.
Should I say that to him? Let me message him.
Here, dude.
Do you have that?
Right here.
Take a picture of it.
Oh, no, I'm just going to send him a video. It's 8 o'clock where he is, so I'm not going to FaceTime him because he's 2 hours before. Can someone hand me that trophy?
Mm-hmm.
Is it anywhere I can reach it? I'll make him a video.
Oh, my gosh.
It's heavy.
Why so heavy?
That's why we use it as a weight.
What in the world?
Yeah, we use it as a weight because the equipment they give us doesn't work.
Correct.
Or it doesn't stay. What are you doing, curls? What is this trophy? Oh, I was ready for a 50-pound dumbbell.
Is it not that heavy?
No. Oh. It's heavy, but it's not 50
But you
pounds.
Know what, though? We work out.
This is for...
Yeah, y'all lift more.
Yeah.
I work out every
the
day.
The 2017 but... Personality of the Year.
Oh, it's yours.
For you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
cool.
But I'm saying, yeah.
You can take that off.
Okay, here we go. Let me make a video. I took a picture of myself. Dang it. Hold on. It's just a picture of me. All right, let's do this again. Video. Yo, buddy. Hey, so looks like I was wrong. I see you didn't win anything last night, and I told you that I thought you were going to win the award because you were out there. I know nothing of what I talk about. And I was telling my show here, because we're recording this right now, that there's everybody's out of Jordan.
Hey,
hello.
Jordan!
I was telling them how I did you dirty when I was like, oh, I bet you won an award. And it was dirty, and I'd like to apologize, and I would like to give you my iHeartRadio award.
Yeah! Congrats, dude!
You win the award for country artist done the most dirty by me yesterday. So you can come pick it up whenever you want. Pay no attention to this as personality of the year, but this one is for you. All right, I will talk to you later on today, and goodbye, my friend, and congratulations. And if you have a speech you want to give, if you were to accept this award, let me know. We'll play it on the air. All right, there he is, everybody. Say congratulations. Jordan Davis, everybody.
Congratulations.
Wow.
Okay, we're going to need a new weight now.
Well, that's the problem, too, is we'll never give it to him.
Oh, okay.
We just say that.
Okay, good.
He's not going to take it.
Yeah. Okay, you can have this back. Now, Amy, I need you to brace yourself and not hurt your back when you pick this up.
It's heavy.
Because it's so heavy.
Okay, it is heavy.
It's heavy, yeah. But you made it seem... You got it? Okay.
Okay, let's weigh it.
I bet you it weighs...
How are you going to weigh it?
5 pounds.
Okay, yeah. And you know what I lift? 3.
You keep doing curl. Okay. Okay, I'm going to roll through these stories. Mike, will you bring me the whole packet? Because there's a lot of stuff I wanted to talk about today we didn't get to. Number one, there's a longevity scientist that says someone that's alive now will live to be 150.
Wow.
Because they're figuring more and more out about genetics.
Who is it?
And how?
Probably you.
They don't know the person that's going to be 150.
I bet it's Bones.
Oh, I thought it was someone specifically they were saying.
No, but that someone alive now will be able to do it. They may be 4 years old right now. Who knows?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Stephen Cohen, the owner of a wellness clinic in California and in London, claims he's close to using stem cell therapy to de-age people. He says the tech is just 5 years away from being ready to use on humans and that somebody alive today could realistically live to be 150 years old. The oldest person on record was Jeanine Calment, who lived to be 122. That's also wild.
Are they mostly women, like the oldest living people?
It seems like it now that I think about it.
You never hear of an old dude.
I hear a lot of old dudes, but I don't hear like old dudes.
Right.
I know some old dudes.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah. Firefighters discover a missing plumber asleep in a crawl space under a California home.
He was alive, though? Just sleeping?
Yeah.
Okay.
A missing plumber that sparked a rescue by LA firefighters fell asleep in the home's crawl space. A worried homeowner called for help when the 50-year-old plumber did not return for 3 hours after entering the 2,100-square-foot home's crawl space. The home, built in 1958, had a 3-foot-high crawl space beneath it. Using special equipment for confined space rescues, firefighters spotted the plumber inside the crawl space. They went in, and he was sleeping, and then he woke up and crawled out himself.
Wow.
He's like, I got this, guys.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the perfect conditions for a nap.
Yeah, it's warm.
Yeah.
You're covered.
Or cool,
safe.
Depending on, yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I would think it would be
the ground
warm
is...
down there, because our crawl space area, it's all machines.
Mm-hmm.
Like the air conditioner, the water heater.
And it is cooler down there.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I would think it would. Oh, you mean blocked from the sun?
Yeah.
And
I think
it would
be warm from the machine.
It's like a cave down there.
This time of year.
A skydiver avoided serious injury after they crashed into power lines.
No.
Fire crews responded to the scene with several trucks and treated the incident like a traumatic injury response, but they used ladder trucks, and they got up, and they had to untangle the skydiver and safely remove them from the power lines.
Because if you're not touching the ground while you touch the power lines, you're okay. Like birds.
That's interesting. If you just touch a power line,
mm-hmm.
and you're not grounded at all.
You can hang on it, and you won't get electrocuted.
Can we test that with you?
No.
Because I feel like
no.
If I'm not grounded, I'm still going to get shocked.
No.
Yeah, I think because cartoons have led us to believe
that. No.
So,
okay, guys, or else birds would just be...
And I hear you, but birds... And I'm sure you're right, but I picture me, if I were to touch it with nothing on the ground, you would see my full skeleton inside my body.
Like the cartoons.
Like the cartoons. It is... quite possible for people to get electrocuted if you just touch power lines.
Okay,
see, because birds, they have
but that's
different...
about the insulation mostly, right?
Yeah. Why do we keep believing Eddie when he shouts out facts?
I don't know.
Well, you just so many wrong facts. These are not facts. These are Eddie facts.
Eddie-isms?
He's like, yes. I read it somewhere.
Power lines are insulated, so they're safe to touch. That is a misconception. This is a common misconception that many people have about power lines. They are not insulated. You should always avoid contact. It is quite possible to get electrocuted completely if you touch a power line. It doesn't say you have to be on the ground.
Now, I have seen dead birds, now that I think about it.
I'm glad we clarified this. But I definitely
most birds don't die from it.
Most birds don't die. Jacksonville, Florida has the worst drivers in the country. Oh, let me pause. Birds sitting on a wire don't touch the ground. So the electricity stays at the power line.
Thank you.
But if a bird gets grounded, they could be shocked. It doesn't say anything about humans.
What's the difference?
See if a human can get shocked if their feet aren't on the ground.
I mean, I think the skydiver is a great example here. They did not get electrocuted. They just hung on the line.
Right. But then how do you have to shut off the electricity before you even touch them to go?
Absolutely.
Oh,
if the guy in the fire truck, which is grounded,
they can't touch
them. They cannot touch the person or else they get electrocuted.
So they only have to jump in the air, slap them, and then land again.
It's almost like getting a basketball off when it gets stuck by the hoop, you know?
Got it. You have to jump up, hit it. Let me know when you find that, Mike.
I'm telling you, Mike.
If we have to apologize to Eddie,
that'd be cool.
That'd be cool.
I would love that.
What are you saying?
Nothing.
You said, I'm telling you, and then I said, what are you saying? You said nothing.
I'm telling you guys. I've got it. I'm right.
Jacksonville, Florida has the worst drivers in the country. If you're ever frustrated with other drivers behind the wheel in Jacksonville, well, you're not alone. Jacksonville drivers suck. They don't say that part. I added that last part.
Okay.
If you live in other parts of Florida, you're also not in the clear. The state as a whole has the worst drivers in the U.S. 1 in 5 drivers is uninsured, which is a rate that's 50% higher than the studied city average. Los Angeles, San Francisco, San Jose are also the next worst. The best drivers, New York City, Minneapolis, Salt Lake City, Boston, and San Francisco. That's from News 4 Jacksonville.
New York City, best drivers?
Yeah, because I think they drive crazy there.
Crazy.
Yeah, they honk a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't know about driving crazy because it's hard to drive that crazy when there's no room
to
do it.
There's maneuvering and accelerating and braking and like.
And yelling.
But I've never seen an accident.
Right.
Have you guys?
I've seen one.
You have?
Yeah, just kind of like fender benders.
Hey, Mikey, did you find anything about if we just were to jump and hang from a wire?
Come on. No, because it happens and it's normal. That's why you're not finding it. I'm not testing it.
The FDA says there are recalled eye drops, and these eye drops have caused death and blindness.
Okay, ooh. Which ones?
Eye drops.
That's not good.
Federal health officials say contaminated eye drops, now recalled by the FDA, have caused 3 deaths and blindness in at least 8 people.
Deaths.
The CDC blames a bacteria known as Pseudomonas for at least 68% of eye drop contamination in 16 states. How does this happen?
It's not good.
The FDA's recall involved just 2 eye drops prescribed for dirty eyes. They were EsriCare. Do you have that one?
No, I don't
EsriCare.
So.
And Delsum Pharma Artificial Tears.
No, some good housekeeping. Have those.
Okay.
Oh, man, that's scary.
A West Virginia bus driver is accused of dropping elementary students off mid-route during severe weather.
Like he was just get out, so I gotta go. It's like, what do you mean?
You know, it's never a good idea, regardless of what's happened, to drop kids off mid.
No.
Almost doesn't matter.
Unless.
Stay with them. What?
You've been drinking.
Yeah, well,
don't go to work.
No, yeah, don't drive at all.
Yeah.
Don't drive them that mid. Yeah, don't even get in the mid part.
I know, but that's a case in which maybe they decide, oh, shoot, I probably shouldn't be driving kids right now.
Then maybe they shouldn't drop them off. They should stop the bus and get off themselves.
Yeah, he should get out.
And then call somebody and go, hey, we got a bunch of kids in a bus and I'm drunk.
Right, I know. Okay. One example.
I don't think they would call.
But I think it's a bad example.
Why? It'd be good if they stopped.
Because I don't think you drop them off, because then you're still driving the bus drunk, even with the kids off the bus.
Right.
Yeah. I can call it a bad example, but.
An unnamed bus driver in West Virginia did that, kicking students off the bus in the middle of a severe flood. A 5th grade student reportedly gathered the other kids up and walked them to a nearby McDonald's.
Oh, my.
And the school board released a statement that the driver is no longer employed. That's from WOWK Television.
Man.
A 69-year-old woman gets a driver's license after taking the written test 960 times.
Oh, because she failed?
Yeah. There should be like 12 times and you no longer get the test. You can't. Unless there's a reason, physical reason, a limitation that you've now figured out. Oh, my vision was bad. I'm wearing glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 11 times I didn't know that. Then you do it again. But there's got to be a cap where you just should never drive.
And maybe she's not good at taking that kind of test.
It took 960 tries. Yeah. I've not done anything 960 times.
Tell me either.
So she is now driving. You know she's an accident waiting to happen. Mm-hmm. She probably lives in Jacksonville. So that's it. The end. She's in her 80s, 960 times.
She's 80 or 69?
Well, she was 69 when that happened. She's 80 now.
Oh. So she just got her license at 80?
Well, she's now in her 80s. Yeah, she started at 69.
Started trying to drive?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even care. Okay. 969. There are too many numbers here.
Like, how do you even
count
that?
It's late in the show. It's over the show. I'm at the point where if I start to get confused, I just move on.
Yeah. I lose count after.
Probably her. Or the records. They have to have a record of that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's all the news I have today.
You should have a cutoff, like, at some point. It's like, oh, well, missed your shot.
That's what Bones said.
I know.
Yeah. No, that's what I just said.
Yeah, I know.
You have an idea about bus drivers and what they should do with kids? They're drunk.
Mm-hmm.
They should let all the kids off, but they should keep driving, right?
Okay, hey, at a certain point, I get tired and give up.
I know. Amen. That's all I wanted to hear.
I know you just said that, too.
Couple voicemails. This is Gracie from Oklahoma. There you go.
So my husband and I were 11 weeks pregnant, and I am literally the least creative person on the planet. So I was wondering if you guys had any creative gender reveal ideas for us to do. We will be finding out in about 5 weeks if baby's a boy or girl. So, yeah, just seeing if you guys had any clever ideas for us to reveal the gender to our friends and family.
Oh, I would say first, oh, man, I finally slept some last night. I didn't sleep at all the night before. So I'm in that weird phase of like I got some sleep, but I'm just freaking exhausted. I got to the end of the show pretty good, and then I just started to fade. And I didn't have any breakfast this morning, so I brought crackers.
What is crackers?
Well, I'm still doing Whole 30. I only have like 4 days left.
Wow, dude, that's awesome.
Yeah,
good job.
Thanks. It's been hard, but I'm also crushing it now. There's a lot of resources too. You can actually go to a restaurant and Google what's Whole 30 at this restaurant, and it'll tell you what you can order.
Oh, that's
awesome. It doesn't taste great, but it's still a way to do it. It's for me to reset my stomach. But these crackers only have the ingredients from the Whole 30. And so it has organic sunflower oil, sea salt, organic onion, organic garlic, rosemary extract. That's pretty much it.
So it's, none of those words you can't pronounce. That's good.
True. There's something called cassava flour.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's like the tortillas.
That's the gluten-free flour.
But I'm told I can have that.
Yeah.
You want to try one of these crackers? They're good.
Oh, I have. I know what they are. Simple Mills.
Oh, wow. That looks like an airplane crackers.
I was drunk on a bus. I'd let all the kids off. What?
No. You talk about sleep. What did I say to Mike D? What did I say to you yesterday when I came in?
What? Yeah,
you don't
Mike's
remember?
Like, you like said you a lot of things.
Remember? We were talking.
Sometimes you don't stop saying things.
No, I was so tired and I finally got some sleep because I feel like multiple nights in a row I was just up really late, like working on the live shows. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what happened. I always hear my alarm. But you know the only reason why I made it to work on time yesterday?
I don't.
My cat was meowing at me.
Oh.
Woke me up.
I don't think the cat's doing that because you have cancer.
I don't think it's so either.
No. The cat was doing it to wake up.
No, I was saying it's crazy. Like, if she hadn't have been meowing the way that she was.
Yeah, but you say her meowing means something.
Yeah, it meant get up, you're gonna be late for work.
Yeah.
It means whatever she wants it to mean in that moment, it sounds
well,
like.
Well, whatever. That's when I'm thankful for her crazy meowing right now, because I would not have been here yesterday.
To answer the question, don't use fire, Gracie, or any sort of explosion, or flying anything over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what he likes. I think a lot of that is what he likes or you like, and you can get specific into that. You know, if he likes the Dallas Cowboys, you can do something simple like get a Dallas Cowboys cake and put pink or blue in there. Like, it doesn't have to be that. There are also very generic things you can pop, boom, pink, blue. But I think it just matters what you two like, what you bonded over, who's actually being surprised, who knows. And then you can go from there. But just a generic one, I don't know enough about you to pick something. I just tell you, don't do fire.
Piñatas are cool. You know, you just fill it up with a color, pop, hit it with a bat, let it explode.
You could get a cameo from... Let me see. They're from Oklahoma. I don't have the Cameo app. Sorry, Ray. I feel like Ray's insulted. So
Ray, I think he raised his price too. So
again?
No, it's $50.
You did raise it again.
You raised
it. It's the same as launch. I just looking.
No. But you did raise it.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. But
so why'd you say no as soon as Eddie said that?
I wasn't for sure if we had discussed it on this show. We may have done it in my podcast. But yeah, it is $50.
Why'd you go up?
Just because looking at other people, there's Bravo stars that are easily in the hundreds. I'm. $50. That at minimum, 50 is a normal request. We're lower than all the reality stars, all the people that are semi in movies. I mean, and they're not going to give the type of personality we give. We give quality videos, so it's well worth $50. Mm-hmm. That was the talk I had with myself.
What's your name on there if they search you out? Ray and Bay?
And I think you can do Bobby Bone Show and we'll pop up.
Got it. So get one from Ray, and he can do your gender reveal if somebody sends it to him. Or search Oklahoma Mike. Mike has it up for me. So if you search Oklahoma, you can get the Rumble the Bison from the Oklahoma City Thunder at $100. You could do something fun like that and put it on a big screen for everybody. You could get Jordan Ball, plays for the Sooners.
What's the Bison going to do?
Dribble, 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 dribble. Girl.
Oh, okay.
They don't talk. That's I don't know.
Yeah.
But maybe you find like a sport. If you guys are both Sooner fans, you could get General Booty, the quarterback there, $50. He'd do it for you.
Ooh, nice.
But you have to send it off, and somebody has to send it and buy it, but you can't know. The Bison will hold up signs. I'm looking at it now.
You don't do this anymore, right? Did you give up gender reveals?
I never did cameo. What?
Nah, gender reveals. Remember, didn't you mention
that? Oh, I don't do this anymore.
Yeah.
I screwed one up bad.
What I thought.
I was like, so what do you want?
That was the problem. That's
I was an idiot. It was me. I'm the problem. And so they said, we want a girl. And I said, okay, let's open it up and see. Oh, it's a boy. Oh, that's weird.
Oh.
That's not what you wanted. I should have just shut my mouth and said, okay, let's go. That's what I would do. I would go find you a good... Man, I should buy some of these, huh? Who would I buy from the Oklahoma side? Let's look real quick. Scroll up to the top, and we're going to wrap on this. Let's see. Caleb Kelly from Oklahoma. Football. I'm probably not buying a football player.
What about the coach? What's his name? The old dude. The old coach.
Oklahoma Stoops?
Guy. Stoops, yeah.
I don't see him on here.
Oh.
There's Mike Gundy from Oklahoma State. I like Mike Gundy. I'm a man. I'm 40 years old. I'm a man.
Who said that?
Yeah, in the press conference. Very famous.
I remember that.
There's Porter Moser, OU basketball coach. There's Mike Stoops. We got him. That's Bob Stoops. Mike Stoops is the Kentucky, by the way.
Bob. Sorry. Bob's on there?
$250.
Hey.
Wow. Whoa.
And it's his brother, too. Brian Bosworth. I bought that one from Caitlin a long time ago.
The Boz. I remember that one.
Yeah. It's a pretty expensive one. One more page. Let's see. You can get Spencer Rattler for $105. But he used to be the quarterback at Oklahoma. Now he's South Carolina.
Yeah.
I don't know why he pops up in Oklahoma, though. And finally, you can get Tom Big Cat Erickson. Maybe he's a wrestler or something. $30.
Wow, $30. That's cheaper than Ray. Big Cat.
I don't know who he is. You can get Steve Largent. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Steve Largent, the receiver?
NFL Hall of Famer, yeah. $150.
He played for the Sooners?
It just says Oklahoma. I think he ended up being an Oklahoma Senator, too.
Oh, wow.
But I don't know his college football background.
Yeah, I just remember Seahawks.
All right. Last couple here. There is... I don't know these people. All right. I do a cameo. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's a good idea.
Finally, voicemail 2.
I've wanted to call in for a long time, but I just wanted to thank Amy for sharing always. 9 or 10 years ago, our parents got sick at the same time. It was my father-in-law and it was her mother. And every time that she would come and share something that had happened with her mom or something that had happened over the weekend, the exact same thing had happened to us. And because Amy shared, it made me not feel alone. And I just really always appreciated that. Keep doing what you're doing. Love you guys.
That's very nice.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I hate that somebody else is going through that, but yeah.
Hey, did I win the draft?
Yeah. What?
You did?
Sorry to break up your...
The words?
Nice. Mike just dropped a sheet in front of me, and it looks like I won a draft.
Oh.
You never win
Hardest
drafts.
Words to spell. Shut up. I win sometimes.
No, not the drafts.
Sometimes.
Are you?
Eddie's the lowest.
Oh.
It's a new record low for lowest of all time.
Why?
2%.
My words are great.
Phenomenon, karaoke, and beautiful. The draft was hard words to spell. Amy had restaurant license and xylophone. You were next to last.
Hey, not last.
Lunchbox was third, had vacuum, embarrassed, and entrepreneur. Morgan was second with baloney, pneumonia, and colonel, spelled colonel.
Yeah.
That's baloney.
And then finally, I had charcuterie, definitely, and narcissistic, and I won with 40% of the vote. I did not expect to win that. How many do I have, Mike, total? Probably like 20 wins?
No.
No, this season.
Oh,
this
season
lasts like 2 years. Two? Cool.
Two
wins, man.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody, for everything.
You're welcome.
Not you.
Oh.
And check out the Bobbycast. Benji Cord is on there, and he's talking about the difference between... He works in publishing, which is songwriting, and how songwriters get paid. And here's a clip of him talking about the difference between a publishing deal and a record deal.
A publishing deal, that is literally you go to work as a songwriter. We write with the hopes of a song that you write will eventually be either recorded by a big artist. And whereas a record deal, that's literally you're an artist. Your whole goal is to record songs, either ones that you've written by yourself or ones that have been written by somebody in the industry. and you're the one on the road, you're the what you're facing the magazines, that's a recording contract. But recording contract is you're growing into the face of a brand.
So if you really wonder, how do songwriters get paid? We don't know them for the most part, the general public, but they are massive. Benji Cord, who now works as A&R for Warner Chappell Publishing, comes in and explains it. I loved it. Check it out. Bobbycast, new episode up now. That's it. How long was this, Ray?
It was 23 minutes.
I'm in. Let's go. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.